afternoon. Well, it's a new era in Q Sports. It's dawning with the launch of the Women's Billiards and Snooker Network in Australia. And it's spearheaded by President Tammy Lindrum, you might recognise that surname, and Secretary Julie Watson. And the initiative aims to expand the participation of women in billiards and snooker, fostering a supportive and inclusive environment for female athletes across the nation. It sounds absolutely fascinating. I do have Tammy Lindrum, the President, and Secretary Julie Watson on the line with me now. A very good morning to the both of you.
Good morning, Tanya.
Thanks, Tanya. Thanks very much for having us.
Great to have you on the show. What a wonderful initiative. I think just to get women involved in sport to start with, but none other than the wonderful sport of billiards and snooker, and to have a network in Australia. How did this come about?
It came about through the recognition of this sport being male-dominated within Australia and a number of women wanting to participate but not having the opportunity to have a women's group that focused purely on developing their skill and feeling confident, coming to the table. And we are hopeful that or snooker may be included in a future Olympic game. So we started this specifically so that we can get women involved now, so that when and if that comes about, we have a female ready to participate as part of the Australian team.
I wonder why there's a less female participation. Did you do any sort of research around that, why that's the case?
Yeah, thanks very much. So when you say such little participation, we make up about 2% of the billiards and snooker population. So that's it's a significant difference in participation. But what the other associations do is they've got to look after the majority of their members, and unfortunately that's male. And fair enough, because that's where their funding comes from. That's who the target audience that they're supposed to be looking after, and it just leaves women really not looked after. So our association is 100% dedicated to female participation, but we're not restricted to having just females with that are aligned with our goals. So we've got a lot of men behind the scenes helping us out to achieve those goals.
It certainly does help, doesn't it, to have those allies in the males to help you out as well. And just going on about female participation in rural areas as well, we've got a workshop happening today, don't we, in Bendigo to capture more female participation.
Correct. So you can probably hear the car noise in the background. We're en route from Melbourne to Bendigo. We're really, really excited about our inaugural workshop in Bendigo today. And we do know that there's a really great Q-Sports community in Bendigo across all disciplines, being billiards, snooker and eight ball. So we're really excited. And I think that we're looking at getting the most participants at this workshop than we've had before. So really excited about that. So, yeah.
And we have a true commitment to rural Australia. I think what's been missing is the opportunity for particularly women in rural areas to get to a table and have somebody coaching them. So these workshops, which are absolutely done by us free of charge, will encourage a lot more women in rural and regional Australia have the opportunity to participate in Q Sports.
And in regional areas as well, it is incredibly important to have that feeling of community, isn't it? And this type of sport will be able to do that. And it's suitable for people of all levels. You don't have to be experienced to come to the workshop.
Definitely. I recently went across to New Zealand and played in their national title. And it was really heartwarming to see women at all levels playing over there. And I went away from there thinking, how can we get more women involved in Q Sports at the beginner and intermediate level as well? So Tammy and I have been talking about the Women's Billiards and Snooker Network for a long, long time, and now it's finally come about, and we're really excited by it.
And juniors as well. There's a number of juniors that are very, very talented that have come out through the ranks. So, and in China, for example, billiards and snooker is no longer a niche sport. It's actually becoming a very competitive sport with great participation. So we anticipate that we're on the precipice of something big. And it's great that Bendigo can be the first of our number of workshops that we're putting out.
Yeah, we like to be leaders in sport here in Bendigo, and this is none other. We do have our own very special billiards and snooker community in Bendigo, and none other than Ryan Boland, the president of the Golden Square Billiards and Snooker Club, will be participating in today's workshop as well.
He will be, yeah. It was Ryan's initiative to get this workshop going initially, and we couldn't have been more grateful for Ryan reaching out to us. He's a great player in his own right as well, so it's really good to have that backing. Again, you know, we're all hopefully going towards the same goal of increasing participation, and, it's really come together well.
And you did mention about China before. I sort of wanted to delve a little bit deeper into China and the success behind some Chinese players as well, and as well as the rapid development. How important is it to have a country like China getting involved in billiards and snooker and having that profile there?
Tanya, it's huge. The market in China is massive. Their tournaments are already televised and it goes out to their entire audience. I can't tell you what the population size is of China at the moment, but it's a massive area. They actually have coaches and billiard rooms in nearly every province in China. They're actually aiming to become, you know, the number one players in the world. At the moment, we've got the number one players in the UK, in Singapore, and here in Australia, but it won't be long before. Well, we actually have the world champion for snooker, female world champion, currently comes from China. So it's big and it's growing. And the other area that we're networked in with is Ireland, which has a phenomenal presence across the UK, Scotland, and South America. So the sport is actually starting to really take off. I mean, it's a historical sport. It's probably had its little hiatus or its little resting period, and it's about to take off again. So it's great to be at the very beginning of a sport that will take off here in Australia.
And you did mention about the snooker champion being Chinese, but we've got Australia's first female world champion in billiards, Anna Lynch, as well, to rave about as well.
Oh, we're so proud of Anna. We love Anna. She won the title here in Melbourne at the RACV Club in 2019. And we're actually hoping that she's going to compete in our Capital Guard snooker tournament in August this year. We're very, very proud of her achievements. And again, you know, here's somebody that doesn't get mentioned as often as she should for her talent. She's phenomenal.
She did make a pretty significant mark in history, didn't she, just for female participation but also in the sport as well, didn't she?
She did, because if you look at, you've got Walter Lindrum, world champion billiards player. We've got Horace Lindrum, as I'm being reminded, my father, who was a world champion snooker player. We've got Robbie Favari, who's a world champion billiards player. And our only female world champion is Anna Lynch. So, yeah, we're really proud. And she, as we say, she needs to be mentioned and as often as we can talk to her. And we also want to put her forward for, you know, an Australian award this year to get that recognition for her.
Yes, increasing visibility and the profile of the sport for female participation. And you did mention your dad, but your great uncle Tammy, Walter Lindrum, people would know who he is. Anyone who doesn't really know about snooker or billiards would know the world champion of billiards, Walter Lindrum.
Tanya, this man, you know, I know he's my relative, but he's just the most, was the most amazing sportsman Australia ever produced. He still has over 50 world records that have never, well, they changed the rules because he just could not be beaten. It's just phenomenal. His legacy needs to live on, and Australia should be really proud of, you know, producing such a champion. I mean, Don Bradman used to say, you know, there is no other champion. Walter Lindrum is Australia's greatest sportsman ever. So, yeah, very, very proud to be a relative, but very proud to be the historian for him as well.
Very, very much so. And, yeah, I do remember watching him growing up as a kid. My parents absolutely loved it on a Sunday night, I think it was, watching Walter Lindrum. Absolutely wonderful to watch.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. Phenomenal. A real wizard.
A real wizard, very much so. 50 world records. And there's something special happening at the workshop today too in regards to Walter's memorabilia, Tammy.
Yeah, we're going to present Brian with a couple of very important posters from Walter's estate. One of them was an invitation that was given by the royal family in England for Walter to play. And one of them is the era in which Walter lived, where you had Farlap and a number of other sporting greats from that era. So hopefully you'll see those hung in Bendigo. So a part of Walter's legacy will be with the team in Bendigo. So again, very proud to be presenting those to Ryan today.
Yeah, what a fantastic thing to do, and to have that level of history and memorabilia here in Bendigo. That's what it's all about. Tammy Lindrum, the president of the Women's Billiards and Snooker Network in Australia, and Julie Watson, the secretary, is joining me, and the treasurer, I should say, of the Women's Billiards and Snooker Network in Australia, are joining me on the show, talking all things workshop today here in Bendigo. But also, you did touch on a little bit about the Capital Guard happening in August. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's coming up in August?
Yeah, we're really excited by that. I mean, we're really excited about everything, which you can probably tell. But we've got a $20,000 snooker tournament open to anyone in Australia and New Zealand. And the highest prize money, so I've been playing for 35 years, and the highest prize money I've ever seen in women's booth and snooker is about $4,000. So $20,000 trumps that. And we got a lot of excitement by all the top female players. So we'll be packed at 32 players, and we're already well on the way to getting to that limit. And that'll be at the Brunswick Club on the 27th to the 30th of August. And the only way that we were able to do that was with our major sponsor, Capital Guard, and another sponsor, Latinc. They're just amazing supporters of women's Q sport.
And it increases the sport's visibility as well, which helps possibly improving facilities and things like that at a local level as well, having these type of big money tournaments?
Absolutely. And also the government grant will help towards our academy as well. The academy we're really excited about, as well as the tournament, and that'll be about the future. That'll be about increasing the skill level and visibility for the future of our Q sports. 2032, I think everybody should be looking at Q sports to be in the Olympics, but we need to be putting in the groundwork now, and that's really what we're about.
And that's having the available coaches as well, doesn't
Correct.
It?
Correct, exactly.
Well, it certainly sounds you're on the right track. And if people haven't registered for the workshop today and they're listening to this, is there an opportunity to still come along?
Yes, we welcome anyone. The doors are open. And also get onto our website, wbsn.com.au. They can sign up to become a member. It doesn't cost anything, but they get notifications. They can also have an input in the direction of the association. And it's really just to have a voice and just see what else is going on and be part of the community.
Yes. But certainly come along. Anybody that's listening that would like to come along, very, very welcome.
And can you just reiterate where that would be and what time as well today?
That's a very good question. It's at the Work Club. and I Club. I haven't got the address here, sorry.
That's okay. I can look that up and I can give that to people as well if they are interested in going.
So it's at 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We've got a free afternoon tea as well. So they're welcome to, even if they just want a cup of coffee or a soft drink and a sandwich, they can come along and listen to us prattle on. We've also got one of the most world-renowned referees with us, just to answer, really just to be an extra set of hands, but certainly to answer any rules questions that anyone might have. And our vice president has also come on the road trip, Sue Jensen, and Paul Cosgrove. So we're really excited about the road trip as well.
And Tanya, that's a really good point for anybody listening. If they didn't want to participate in the workshop but they had questions about wanting to participate perhaps in the future, there'll be a couple of us that are going to be on hand to have a chat with people. So, yeah, we'd welcome anybody.
Well, I cannot wait to hear about the success moving forward of on behalf of the Women's Billiards and Snooker Network in Australia. That's just a wonderful initiative and well done for the launch. And we've got the first official event happening today in Bendigo, which is fantastic news. It all happens in Bendigo. Tammy Lindrum, the President of the Women's Billiards and Snooker Network, as well as the Secretary Treasurer, Julie Watson, thank you so much for your time on Sports Fox today, driving in Melbourne, coming to Bendigo. Looking forward to hearing more about the success of this initiative.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Tanya.
Thanks very much. So that's Tammy Lindrum and Julie Watson, very passionate about the launch of the Women's Billiards and Snooker Network in Australia, and we look forward to hearing more about it. And 1 o'clock today is the workshop. You get to meet Tammy Lindrum, who is has the great uncle Walter Lindrum, of all people. Incredible. It all happens in Bendigo, doesn't it? And well done to Ryan Boland, the president as well, who is getting involved and being a big support from this initiative. We need more female participation in sport and in particular billiards and snooker as well. We look forward to seeing that in the Olympics coming up. I'm sure it will. 11:50, we've got horse racing coming up next, talking all things horse racing with Ben Bear and Scotty Rains coming up shortly.
Local wildlife group RIN, Wildlife Rescue and Information.